It was the South Australian town Tony Abbott warned would be wiped out by the carbon tax. But almost a year since the tax began, it's Whyalla's renewable energy plans that have taken a hit, with the Commonwealth withdrawing funding for a solar thermal power plant. One local councillor says the irony hasn't been lost on the locals. Rebecca Bryce reports.
It's almost a year since the Federal Trade Minister immortalised the town of Whyalla in song.
Oh, Whyalla, wipe out there on my TV.
It was Craig Emerson's unconventional response to Tony Abbott's predictions the carbon tax would destroy the steel-producing town on South Australia's Upper Spencer Gulf. But it's the town's carbon-friendly energy plans that have been thrown into doubt, according to local councillor and state Labor candidate Eddie Hughes.
It is deeply ironic that the carbon tax and other initiatives were meant to assist to drive renewable energy technologies. And here we are in an industrial air community on a site across the road from the steelworks, and the Commonwealth pulls the rug out from under us.
The rug is $60 million in Commonwealth funding towards a planned $230 million solar thermal power plant.
These are the largest parabolic solar dishes in the world. Each dish has got a surface area of 500 square metres and has the capacity to generate temperatures up to 2,000 degrees.
And so essentially in generating those temperatures, it generates electricity. Is that how it works?
Yes, it can then produce steam to drive a traditional turbine. It can be used for energy storage.
The 40 megawatt station was expected to generate enough electricity to power the town's residential and light industry sectors. Wizard Power is the company behind the technology, and its founder is Tony Robey.
I can't see how that project can be revived, because it was a project that required some form of government assistance. Without that, the project wouldn't be viable for the commercial partners.
The decision was made by the Commonwealth's Australian Renewable Energy Agency, or ARENA for short. Ivor Frischknecht is the chief executive.
The project failed to meet conditions precedent.
And what were those conditions?
Well, I'm not able to tell you what the specific conditions were. However, I can tell you what sort of conditions we usually have, such as, do you have the co-funding that's necessary for the project available? Do you have the intellectual property?
Tony Robey says they were impeded by government delays.
The time leading up to that was time that the Commonwealth absorbed, firstly through a fairly lengthy decision-making process about granting some extension of time, and secondly, making that grant extension dependent on the delivery of the Chinese investors' due diligence.
Ivor Frischknecht.
We inherited this project from the Department of Resources, Energy and Tourism, and certainly during the time that we have been looking after it, and we have take a very commercial approach to things, and our board reviews everything, including this project, and makes decisions on a commercial basis. And as far as I'm aware, during the time that we've been shepherding the project, we have not been the cause of any delay.
He says a new application for funding could be made. Eddie Hughes.
Whyalla has actually been working on this project, a big dish project in its various forms, for over 15 years now. All of that work has been flushed down the drain by ARENA without any consultation with our community.
Tony Robey says the decision has forced his company, Wizard Power, into administration.
Rebecca Bryce.